They're the people who vote against Social Security. They vote against housing. They vote against rent controls. They vote against minimum wages. They're the people who voted for Taft-Hartley and for the labor injunction in the Steele case. They're the people that want to take over the government. That's the reason I'm going around over the country trying to remind the people to do a little thinking for themselves. And it wasn't 1932 when they did these things. It was 1946. It was 1947. It was 1949 and even 1952. You know, you ought to read the fine print in the Congressional Record and find out just how these birds behave when they think you don't know what they're doing, and then you'll know what to do. The Republicans never have looked after the interests of the common people, and they never will, no matter what their five-star candidate may tell you at election time. It's clear by now that any relation between what he says about the Republican Party and its actual record is just purely coincidental.
Pour on, Harry, pour on.
Well, sir, it isn't necessary to pour it on. All it's necessary for me to do is to tell you the truth and get you to think a little bit. They have signs like that young man's wearing back there that says, "Give him hell, Harry." I don't have to give him hell. It's a lot worse for me to tell the truth on them because they can't stand the truth.